I'm here with Sam Hedges, who's running for Vice President for Education. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Sam. Here, running for Vice President Education.
Why are you running?
Well, I'm running for a variety of reasons, but I guess my main reason is because I do feel like I can make a change in the Students' Union. And I think that there's a really good system in place at the moment, but there's just slight tweaks and improvements that can be made to the educational policies they have that will make it a lot better.
And why do you think that you're a good candidate for the job?
I think I'm a good candidate because I have a wide range of experience. So I haven't just worked with academic reps in the physics department doing stuff like stopping off-campus exams, which obviously would cause excess stress at a time of already high stress. But I've also worked with the LGBTQ plus forum. I have worked on the Articles Association last year, getting them passed. So I have got a variety and a mix of previous working history within the SU.
And how do you think that experience has prepared you for an FTO role?
I think that it has really taught me a lot of how to work with people. So you do bump into a variety of people, and it's made it really clear that, like, no matter the background, there's someone who can be worked with in every person. It's also just given me setup. So it's given me experiences in doing stuff like cost forms, just generally day-to-day running of events and campaigns especially. I have a lot of experience of setting up outside speakers and stuff for the LGBTQ plus forum when I was Men's Plus Welfare Officer.
What would your goals be if you were elected?
My goals, I have a four-point plan in my manifesto, and they are tackling the cost of living crisis, changing flawed systems such as ASC, making academic representation better, i.e. the academic rep system, and tackling the extenuating circumstances system. So just to brief preview of all them, academic reps, I think, are currently a great system, but academic reps need to be given more help by the SU, and faculty forums can change so that academic reps have their voice more clearly heard by the student populace. Stuff about the ASC system. The ASC system currently is quite flawed. Students don't feel like they get what they need out of it. It needs to have a bit of an overhaul, a bit of redesign, just so that students can access that vital information in a more easy way. Cost of living crisis, one of the most important crises affecting students at this time. Personally heard of students not being actually able to eat 3-4 meals a day because of the cost of living crisis. This needs to be stopped, obviously. We need to make sure that stuff like Supper Club and Breakfast Club are continued into 2023, 2024. Stuff like systems like Loaf need to be advertised more clearly, because the amount of students that don't know that they can get non-means tested money that is non-repayable from the university is horrific. That is such a vital system that needs to be advertised. Finally was my extenuating circumstances and extensions policy. This is just making extenuating circumstances form, setting a place for it, because it has moved about so much on that website. I personally have had to use it multiple times, and every single time I've gone to use it, it has changed location. That is not okay for students who are going to be in quite a high... going to be quite anxious, to be honest. If you're looking for that form, you're anxious, you have to do a form because something's gone wrong in your life, and for it to constantly move is not on. Further on that, extensions can be changed to be much better for students. So extensions policy at the moment, you have to give a reason why. I don't think that a reason why is needed. It isn't always fair for a student to have to tell everyone why they are needing an extension. Sometimes that can be embarrassing, or sometimes it's just they don't want to talk to their academic department why they're getting an extension. So I think that should be stopped, at least a limited number of free extensions. And then when a student goes over that number, that department now knows that that student is struggling and they should put more resources to that student.
Do you not think potentially, though, that... allowing students to request extensions without a reason just risks putting the deadline for a paper back to however long the extension is granted for?
I don't, to be honest, because I don't think I've ever met a student who has tried to abuse the extension system, because obviously, if you push that paper back to a later deadline, and you have a limited number, you A, have used up some of your extensions needlessly, but also you have a paper that's maybe due next week and you'll have to use extensions there. And students understand this knock-on effect. I honestly think that it will just help students who are in need get the help they want in that space of time. And as I said, if a student is constantly requesting them, that is a sign for that department to go in and ask, hey, what's wrong here? Are you struggling with the workload? Are you having problems at home? What's happening? Because at the moment, our education system feels very disconnected from our welfare system, and they both go hand in hand. A student who is struggling will not be able to get good grades.
You've talked as well about wanting to raise awareness for LOAF, the Lancaster Opportunities and...
Open Access Fund?
Open Access Fund, thank you very much. Would you propose increasing the funding that LOAF receives?
I would say that LOAF should be funded as much as the university and student union are willing to give to it. I understand that it's had an increase this year due to the cost of living crisis. And if I can push for further funding for LOAF, I would absolutely want it. It is a vital resource because it is giving students who... it's non-means tested, so it isn't dependent on your parents' income. So it is just looking at your own income and your own expenditure. And I think that's really vital for a lot of students because of how the government's... the government's finances and how the government expects you to finance is different to how it actually happens in real life.
Now, being VP for Education obviously puts you in charge of making sure that students at Lancaster University receive good quality education. And this year there's been disruption due to the UCU strikes. So can I ask you first off, do you support these strikes?
Do you know what? I absolutely support these strikes because, remember, I'm not just VP Education. I wouldn't be VP Education for just undergraduates, but also all those postgraduates, teaching assistants who are also striking in these strikes. And I do think that what they are doing is a worthy goal. Like, well, I've just been talking about the cost of living crisis for undergraduates, but postgraduates also are facing this immense pressure and in some ways have less help from the university than undergraduates do. They are asking for a pay rise that's in line with inflation. I don't think that anyone out there disagrees with this. But what I will say is the amount of student contact hours that have been lost due to the strike is unfortunate. And it is on the university that didn't get round the table soon enough that we lost those contact hours, not on the striking staff.
Well, to be fair to Lancaster University, they're not individually responsible for negotiations. They're conducted by UCEA, the University and Colleges Educators Administration, or something like that, who represent all of the universities across the UK collectively. But how would you balance your support for the strikes with trying to make sure that there's minimal disruption to students' education at Lancaster?
I think that, honestly, the point that the university is part of that big group of universities, like, shouldn't be a way of the university hiding. If the university had gotten around the table individually or had said to our striking staff, look, we're in agreement with you, I'm sure that they could have come to an independent agreement away from UCEA. Obviously, I don't want any more contact hours to be lost, but I do think that what is happening should be supported by all students because of the unprecedented, I know that's been thrown around a lot in the media, but unprecedented times we're living in. Just, it's really hard to say that, like, I don't want people to lose contact hours, but I support strikes. I understand that people might be confused by that, but I don't think that those two things are necessarily can't live together because the postgraduate students do need that funding. And as I said before, are facing the cost of living crisis as much as undergraduate students. And that is what they are fighting for. And that is what I'd want students to take away, is that I support the strikes because of the cost of living crisis and because it's going to cause more difficulties for our student population as well as lecturers.
You've said that you want to help amplify the voices of academic reps. How would you go about this?
I think that, first of all, academic reps and their systems need to be relooked at, because I have had multiple academic reps say to me they don't feel listened to by the SU, and a lot of their emails just end up in an inbox somewhere. This just isn't on. I will be focusing, as soon as I would get into role, on the academics rep system and seeing what overhauls can make. Little things such as just responding to an academic rep within a reasonable amount of time, because I feel like a lot of them have lost confidence that they're going to be responded to and have just taken things into their own hand. I also think that academic reps can work interdepartmentally, and that will help boost the goal, because collectivising that action. So, for example, if I'll take my department for an example. If the physics department, which found out about the off-campus exams, talked to the rest of FST, the Faculty of Science and Technology, and they all wrote in together to their departments, that would have caused a bigger stir than just my academic reps having to work independently, because those links aren't there. So I think that boosting the voice of academic reps happens through both getting academic reps to work together and giving them confidence in the systems that are already there.
You've talked about wanting to increase accessibility as well. Lectures, for the most part now, are recorded and uploaded to Panopto, but I'm sure anyone who's tried to use the subtitles on them will be able to tell you that the captioning is not often great. You've proposed introducing a system of proper transcripts. Do you think that's logistically feasible, or would that not be quite expensive for the university?
Do you know what? I do think it's logistically feasible. It's something that we have had before. It's not like I'm asking for a new system to be put in place. There is precedent for this at Lancaster University. I was told that many teaching offices used to have someone who would write up transcripts before stuff like COVID, which has kind of made us forget about these systems. All I'm asking for is that there is transcriptions that are correct, because I'll be honest, I have had to use recordings multiple times, and there's stuff like mics aren't working, there's stuff like the transcripts not being proper. All that it needs is a couple of seconds by an individual in a teaching office or a individual lecturer to have a look at. And I think that Lancaster University absolutely has the funds for that. We have seen that they have funds to do lots of renovations, especially within different departments, and I don't see why it isn't feasible for them to just give a bit extra so that all students are able to access the material that, let's not forget, they are paying £9,000 a year for.
Is there anything else that you'd like to say to everybody listening, or how can people find out more about your campaign?
People can find out more about my campaign on my Instagram. Please go read my manifesto. I put in a lot of efforts to try and put across my points as succinctly as possible. And my manifesto can be found either on the LUSU website, in the library, or direct contact via any of the links that I have in my Instagram. Also, please come talk to me. I am happy to expand on any of the policies that we've discussed today, or any of the policies that I haven't discussed. There's so much that's happening in education, and I think that there's so much change that can happen, and it's a role that can positively impact students the most, because, let's be honest, we're all at university. We're all impacted by the educational policies put in by both the university and Students' Union.
That was Sam Hedges, who's running for VP for Education. Thank you very much.